This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado economists say they are seeing conflicting signals about the state's economic future. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports on new business data from the Secretary of State and the University of Colorado.
The number of new companies filing to do business in Colorado jumped in the third quarter, a sign the state's entrepreneurs are feeling confident. But the number of companies going out of business jumped too. Executive Director of CU's Lead School of Business, Brian Lewandowski, says the contradiction shows how hard economic forecasting is right now.
This is still a question mark about the current environment that we're in and how businesses will sort of thrive over the next year.
Lewandowski expects Colorado will add jobs through the fourth quarter of this year. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado are up slightly this week and continue at the highest levels they've been since last winter. CPR's John Daly.
The numbers of confirmed COVID-19 patients in the hospital rose again for the sixth straight week, up to nearly 400. This COVID-19 spike comes as Colorado hospitals are packed. The respiratory virus RSV is hospitalizing kids in record numbers, and flu hospitalizations are rising as well. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A group of drivers for Uber and Lyft say they'll turn off the app and go on strike tomorrow to protest what they say are unfair wages and other policies. Several hundred drivers are expected to participate. In Colorado Springs, 37 degrees. In Denver, 33. This is CPR News and KRCC.